Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu. Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. This is the most dramatic podcast ever. An iHeartRadio podcast. Chris Harrison and Lauren Zeman coming to you as we open up the playbook. LZ, this is a very interesting playbook we're going to talk about. How to move on after you break up. You know, what this stems from is, you know, I just had a very emotional podcast with Jason Tardik, and I appreciate him coming on. We did a two-part series. If you haven't heard it, go back and listen. Great response from all of you. But one of the interesting things, and Jay and I talked about this, I don't think we talked about it on the show, but afterwards, it's something I didn't have to deal with as much. They are going to see each other on social media forever. You know, before, like when I was, you know, from back in my day, you would break up, and even your, you know, first marriage, you broke up and you didn't have to relive everything via social media as much.
Well, I mean, Facebook started when I was going to my freshman year of college, and Facebook had just started. So I've done all of my dating life on social media. Yeah. But not to the extent it's at now, but yeah.
You don't really just get to dump somebody and just forget them again.
Right. That doesn't happen anymore. And what we want to get into today is, how do you move on when your ex has moved on? How do you deal when your ex has moved on? And that is, I mean, I don't think Jason and Caitlin are there yet.
Right.
There's that first phase. Well, here's the question, a first question for you. Is it easier when like you both haven't moved on yet, when you're both still in the turmoil?
For sure, because you're still probably talking a little bit to each other, and you know, even if it's just texting about other things. And so, yes, there is comfort in knowing both of you are still a little heartbroken and still kind of ships drifting a sea.
But when your ex has moved on,
uh-huh.
That can be painful.
It's hard.
For many reasons. You can feel like, oh gosh, it's really over. You can feel a worthlessness because you think, well, I haven't found anyone yet. It's like a hit to your self-esteem.
Yeah. Even when you know that person wasn't right for you and you didn't want to get back together and you weren't hoping, it can be hard just because they got there first.
Oh, it's so annoying when they get there. No, I think that when you're going through a breakup, you have to take all the painful things, take the pain and spin it into positive. Like for me, when your ex has moved on, you think like it's painful, but you've got to turn that into, okay, it's really over. I can move on now. That was the last nail in the coffin there. I can move forward.
One of the reasons I wanted to bring this topic up with you, and is it's a topic that you deal with a lot and experience camps and all that, is mourning and how people mourn differently. And Jason and I talked about this, and I'm not equating it to, you know, losing your dad, but losing someone and breaking up, there is a sense of mourning. And people, first of all, mourn at different speeds and in different ways. Some people bounce right back. Some people bury it and kind of bounce back, but you're really not healthy. And so it almost like let yourself mourn, which Jason and Caitlin are kind of doing. And I know Jason is for sure, allowing yourself to feel that pain. And, you know, whether it's going through therapy or when he sat with me and he's like, man, I am still feeling this stuff. It's soon. Like, I didn't realize how close to the surface this is.
Mm-hmm. But you also have to recognize that that's normal. I think it's important to know that there's nothing wrong with you. And I tell people this with when they're going through the loss of someone too. Like, it's normal and it's for lack of a better word, I mean, I don't want you to be sad, but it's good that you're feeling this way. It would be an indicator that something was wrong if you weren't sad about loss. Yeah. You know, it's human to feel sad about loss. So it's normal. It's good. I used to always say the phrase, feel it well, but do not dwell.
Oh.
I think you have to feel your emotions and then you have to pick yourself up and move on. With breakups, with the loss of my dad, I remember one time crying so hard in my car. I just was in my car and I was like screaming, crying, and like burst blood vessels in my face. But this is about the loss of my dad, not a breakup. Right. But then I kind of had a moment where I realized I got to get out of the car. Like, I got to get out of the car and keep going with my life. Because what else am I doing? Otherwise, I'm literally sitting here in my tears and sitting here in my grief. And life is to be lived. So I think, again, take the pain, turn it into positive, feel it well, allow yourself to feel those emotions, but do not dwell. If you sit in that too long,
yeah,
you're only hurting yourself.
And so many other things fester up and you start spinning and it's not, you go to a dark place and it's not good.
I also think with breakups, I really try to, it's like putting a different PR spin on something. Like, let's rebrand your breakup.
Go Gwyneth Paltrow. What? Unconscious uncoupling.
Oh, yeah,
she did. Conscious uncoupling.
Conscious uncoupling.
She redefined divorce.
Yes. So let's do that.
Which was brilliant.
With just breakups, which is when two people break up, I don't even think of it as like, oh, who broke up with who? I just think of it as it wasn't the right fit.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm grateful that I know that so that I can move on and find the person who is. And I know I'm saying this and it's difficult to feel it right after a breakup, but I do think you have to view it that way. It's just like, you know, when a job isn't the right fit or a friend's not right for you or anything. It's literally the square peg doesn't fit in the round hole. We did not fit. We did not work. I'm glad I know so that I can learn from this, take these new lessons and find the person who's right for me.
Right. And that's what Lauren said is true. It's not to say it doesn't suck right away and the sting is there and it's hard to, you're not going to realize these things 12 hours later. You're not going to realize it maybe even a week later, but you will get there. It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Books.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Books.com, promo code Chris. Books.com and use promo code Chris.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman. Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
If we're getting specific, because this is like, this isn't just how to get past a breakup. This is the niche playbook of what do you do? How do you handle it when your ex has moved on and found someone else? Let's get personal. Your ex-wife got married years ago.
Yeah.
What was that like for you? Was it emotional at all?
It's never not emotional and it's never not weird. It doesn't matter. Like, and we were very respectful of each other, very good friends. I met him, good guy. I was happy for them. All those feelings were there and they were very true. But at the same time, it's weird when your ex who you've been with, had been with for 20 years is getting remarried. Cause it's like, it was just weird thoughts of like most
like
of those,
a reflective
like
moment.
Most of those people were at my wedding.
Yeah.
And like, you know, that's my former sister-in-law that, you know, it's just, and I'm sure I haven't asked her, but I would say 100% she felt the same way when you and I got married because she knew the kids, you know, and also we both got married with the kids.
Yeah.
So the kids were at her wedding and obviously the kids were at a major part of our wedding. That's weird. It's weird that your kids are at another wedding for their mom or their dad.
I feel like there's probably no better way to describe it. Like you keep saying it's weird, but
I don't
think there are better adjectives.
Yeah, no, because it's not negative and it's not positive. Like I didn't dwell in it at all. I didn't go have a cry or anything. It was these passing thoughts of like, oh, that's weird. Where are the kids right now? Oh, they're at their mom's wedding. Like, oh, that's bizarre. And by the way, some of my best college friends were at the wedding and I was grateful they were there and, you know, they would send me a funny emojis, but it was, you know, and then they were at our wedding too.
Yeah.
So it's just, it is an weird.
I think there's a pang. I don't know a better word, but
yeah.
I remember when there was someone who I was dating and I saw, of course, on Instagram, they started dating someone else and I went, there was just a little pang. Like, not like I didn't have I wish we were still together, but it was sort of, I think it's a pang of, oh, that's really over.
Yeah.
That chapter is really closed now. And I, again, it's not a longing, but it's like, just you hit an emotional note in your body.
Social media is a big one, though.
I was just going to get into that. Yes, yeah. I do think if I was going to give advice to someone, first of all, let's applaud the mute feature on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You don't have to unfollow. Thank you to whoever invented this at Instagram. If you don't know about it, mute the person. As a post of theirs comes up in your feed, it's weird. You can't do it from their profile. And obviously, I've muted people because I'm telling you how to do it. You can't do it on their grid. But if their post comes up in your feed, you can select and mute, which means that their posts and their stories won't come up for you anymore, but the person won't be like notified and you won't have, they won't see you unfollow them or something. Right. So it's a really, it's one of the better things that's come out in a lot of unhealthy things about social media.
And as much as you're going to want to, don't.
Don't look them up. I mean, yeah.
You knew exactly. Yeah. Don't. Just don't go fishing. Don't. It's, you know, you'll be sitting there late at night or maybe you've had a couple cocktails or whatever and you're longing and don't. It's the fishing expedition is never going to bear fruit. Just let it go. Like out of sight, out of mind. It was much better in the 80s and 90s when you didn't even have to think about it. You just forget the number, forget the pictures, let it go because you're not going to see anything that you're mm-hmm. going to like. It's not going to make you feel better. Social media never makes you feel better anyway, but that's another story. But yeah.
Or just, texting. I mean, don't text your ex. No. It's over. It's
I know
done.
Sometimes obviously we have to because of kids and I'm not talking about, and we are
no,
not talking about.
No, we're talking about the drunken late yes. night you texted your ex. This is not good. Yeah. Find a friend to take your phone.
You
I
know
mean,
when you reach out and you're hoping for
it's
something.
It's never good. No. It's never like, and that turned happily ever after when she drunk texted me after we broke up.
And then we fell in love and got back together.
It's never the fairy tale.
Look, if it's a good idea tonight, it'll be a good idea in the morning. Sleep on mm-hmm. it. If you still want to send, you know, write the text, leave it. If you want to send it tomorrow morning, but probably you're going to wake up and go, thank God mm-hmm. I was in a weird space last night.
But yeah, I do think if we're talking, when your ex has moved on, to me, just reframe that as something freeing. Okay, great. And something hopeful. They found someone, I will too. You know, and by the way, remember, just because they're with somebody else, doesn't mean it's great. Doesn't mean that person's great. It might suck. So if you need to just have that little shady sense of, remember, just because it looks good on Instagram doesn't mean it is in real life.
Right. Everybody's putting their best life up there. You know, it's not the whole truth and nothing but the truth. I love that. My takeaway today from you, I've never heard that. Feel it, don't dwell.
Feel it well, do not dwell.
I've never heard that.
I made it up myself. It helps that it rhymes.
That's really... that if we're taking anything away from this podcast, which I will, I learned from you today. Feel it well, don't dwell. That's so good on so many levels because it applies to business. It applies to breakups. It applies to your family. When you're dealing with the holidays, feel it well, don't dwell. And have a good holiday. Thanks, LZ. Thanks for the enlightenment. And thank you guys for listening. Always enjoy talking to you. And we will do it again next time because we have a lot more to talk about. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the most dramatic pod ever. And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is... and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.